everyone. Welcome to episode number 574 of this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Are you ready to get spicy? Because my guests today are Allspice co-founders Valentina Ratner and Kyle DeMont, and we're talking all about a new age of hardware design collaboration, modernizing workflows, and how we can build better hardware more efficiently with Allspice. Kyle, Valentina, and I explore the role that automation plays in the Allspice Git platform, the design review methodology that this solution utilizes, and why streamlined communication is vital to the future of hardware development. So without further ado, please welcome Kyle and Valentina to Fish Fry. Hi, Kyle. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks. Really glad to be here.
Excellent. And hi, Valentina. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
So for my audience who may not know, what is Allspice all about?
Allspice is a Git collaboration platform for electrical and hardware engineering teams. It's a place where teams can get together and manage from their revision control to their design reviews to their releases and automate that process with their coworkers, ranging from other EEs on the teams to vendors, contractors, and CMs. Our target, or I guess our most common user teams, are groups of hardware, electrical engineers, PCB designers, and it ranges from SMBs all the way to Fortune 500 companies and enterprises.
Valentina and I had both experienced this issue back working as professional hardware engineers. I myself was working as an electrical engineer for about 7 years out of undergrad, doing a mix of consumer electronics, PCB designs, and sensors. And time again, both at large companies I was at, and then also again at startups, I experienced this really pain point of managing and collaborating on circuit designs that I or my team was working on. And we're getting lots of pressures to iterate more quickly on sensors, on different circuit systems that we needed for the products we were developing. And a lot of our process was centered around PDF exports and emails. If we did have, you know, any type of management systems for those, they were often pretty archaic and they're really painful to work with. Like we had to like copy and paste numbers to update, you know, revisions and things like that. So had a lot of really interesting ideas about what we could do to help to pull from really a lot of the development that was happening in software, especially around like GitHub and GitLab and Atlassian products that were really helping to make the design process for software go a lot more smoothly. Never mind like all the CI/CD and like automation that was developing over time. You know, Valentina and I met during grad school. We were doing this MS/MBA program, like dual degree entrepreneurship program. And we started talking about this space, got really excited about what we could do to start to add value and make just revision control and collaboration easier for hardware teams like we had worked on. And we ended up launching Allspice in 2020. We've raised a few rounds of venture capital funding since then. And we are now basically gearing up for a Series A. We've had a product in the market for a couple of years now called Allspice Hub. Essentially, it's quite analogous to a tool like GitHub, but for circuit design. So you can do revision control, you can do collaboration like design reviews, tons of features we can talk through that we're really excited about and go from there.
Excellent. So I'm really interested about the collaborative development aspect of your platform. Can you talk to me a bit about that?
Yeah, I can continue on there. I ended by talking about the design review a little bit. That's certainly a big part of where we add value in the electrical engineering stack. You know, software engineering typically calls them pull requests or merge requests, but the concepts here are quite similar. We're just taking those design reviews that hardware teams used to do, like in a conference room, in person, scheduled 3 weeks in advance with like PDF exports. And we're taking it to an online async collaborative platform where users can basically take two versions of their design. They have their new version, they have the old version. We do what's called a diff to help to automate part of the process. And diff is essentially just a red line comparison that we automatically generate. It's just like software teams do. They have like these code diffs, they're called, where they'll show you, you know, what lines of the code had changed. We do the same thing. We're just telling you what components have changed, how they've been modified. We do that for schematics and PCBs and bill of materials. And we literally are creating like red for removed components, green for anything that's added or new. Same thing for like attributes or metadata, because we're going all the way down to the object level. And then from there, we basically build out a, you know, this online portal essentially where you can actually go in and grab snippets of the design, snippets of the diff even, and say, hey, you know, so-and-so, did you look at this? They can collect approvals, all sorts of things from there. Just have a conversation back and forth. There's all issues management built around that. Issues are essentially, it's like a method of tracking tickets. We call them issues. That's another term we borrowed from the software space, but really we're just talking about ticket management. So maybe it's a bug you need to fix or a feature you need to add. You can link them to those designer views. And in that process, you can really build out this whole workflow to help to just bring everyone up to speed immediately with what's going on, get everybody the latest. You reduce, wasted time doing dual, you know, having multiple people reviewing the same thing or looking at the wrong version of a file, since everything is immediately available once it's published, and really helping now to automate a lot of that process as well.
In terms of collaboration, we believe that hardware design and hardware development is a very creative and collaborative process at its core, and that getting people together is how things get done. So when we built Allspice, we kind of had a front and center to make it easier for people to collaborate, and not just the main electrical designers or engineers working on the PCBs and the schematics and the bill of materials, but also breaking down the silos that sometimes are created at these companies and making it easier for folks at other disciplines to join as well. So in that sense, one of the things we do is we have two tiers of users. One, the commuters are the main electrical designers. And then we also have collaborators, which are free users that can basically kind of participate in different parts of the process. And that opens the door for teams. For example, we see a lot of firmware engineers joining, mechanical engineers participating in reviews, checking for fit and tolerances. We see people from procurement teams and operations coming in to check the BOMs, and all the way to like vendors and CMs when it comes to like releases and managing final Gerber files and things like that. So we want to also make it easy for the teams to work together among themselves and also integrate within the larger companies, within the larger product that they're trying to get to market.
That makes sense. Now, I was also interested in the design review methodology that you guys use. Can you talk to that aspect a bit as well?
So a lot of this, we're kind of taking inspiration, some from software, but also, you know, having this deep experience with electrical engineering, design reviews, and, you know, working closely with a lot of our current users and customers, we try to pair the two together. And what we've really tried to do is make sure that electrical engineers have all of the assets, especially in the visual format that we're used to. Like, we're used to schematics, we're used to PCBs, seeing them visually, we're not representing them as code or something like that. Although those are really neat ideas, the reality is, you know, right now we work with schematics, you know, especially as EEs, and we present them to users, but using a format that might look pretty familiar to a software engineer that's used to seeing a code designer view. So you have a portal, you have all of those designs. As I mentioned earlier, we run a diff. We introduce a feature that's called a snippet. So you can essentially like grab a part of the design. You can tag a user. We have notifications all built in there. So if teams are using Slack or Microsoft Teams, or there's email notifications, everything can kind of get tied together, and you can build this like really efficient async process where, you know, whether it's remote or in-person teams, everyone can kind of give their feedback on designs. You can kick off communication and really making sure you're getting all the stakeholders' opinions. And then once the designs have been reviewed, you can have approvals. So that'll give you a big green check mark. If somebody says, yep, took a look, you fixed all my problems, and you have a whole history, because we're using Git, you get all the commits. So you get all the changes that have been made either before, during, or even after a change has been merged. Those are all different configurations that, you know, teams can set, you know, what kind of permissions they want to allow there. But the important part is you get that full traceability. You get to see exactly what's happened, and you don't have to rely on an email or an export or somebody manually updating a system, because it is your kind of unified system of record that's connected exactly with, you know, as I mentioned, the issues, the ticketing system. So everything gets tied together.
Two big components of Allspice design reviews are flexibility and automation. Flexibility means having a framework that you can make your own and you can make it fit your particular company needs. So we work with customers across a variety of different industries, right? Like from robotics to aerospace to defense, consumer electronics, instrumentation, medical devices. And each company has like different requirements of what those processes need to look like. So providing them the flexibility and the fields and the reviewers and kind of process things, but allowing them to set their own requirements on top. So you could imagine, for example, aerospace and defense companies tend to have a lot more like approvals requires or more stakeholders involved versus different industries may have smaller reviews, but more often and things like that. In terms of automation, we want to allow engineers to focus as much of their time on creative problem solving as possible. And that is for us, everything from kind of creating checklists to standardize parts of the design reviews and building them into templates that you can leverage for your next review so that you don't have to repeat things over and over again, all the way to introducing continuous integration and continuous deployment, which are actions that you can run in your design reviews, which is our latest feature, which I'm sure we will talk a lot about.
So communication is also streamlined in your platform as well, right?
Yeah, that's our number one principle in building Allspice. As Valentina mentioned, communication, collaboration, this is essential for, especially as you have teams that are growing or additional stakeholders and dependents on, for instance, software teams, operations teams, making sure that communication can happen, but especially in a structured way so that you aren't repeating yourself or generating confusion. That's just critical to any modern engineering team. And we really facilitate that as much as possible.
So what kind of resources does Allspice offer?
Yeah, so the kind of, I would say, table stakes or like first pillar, as we usually call it, of Allspice Hub is revision control. Like at the end of the day, you need to make sure that we're all of the engineers, or even as a sole engineer or sole engineer working on a product, you need to be able to communicate what the current state of the product is at. Revision control is key for that. And that's why we've implemented Git protocol, which has become the only way to develop. For instance, software engineers and in most hardware engineers teams are moving to Git, but it's a really powerful protocol that gives you this revision control to basically make sure you're working on the right thing, that you're communicating the changes as they're happening. That's number one, is that revision control system. Number two is really what we just talked about, communication. And that's the design review systems, the issues management. We do connect to like full project management. So you can actually do things like get charts and build a Kanban boards and things like that. And then the third pillar we have is automation. And there are a number of ways we are really working on helping engineers automate their processes. One of which, as I mentioned, that diff functionality. So right away, we have diffs, so you can compare and redline, see exactly how a design has changed in a visual format. We have release management, so you can very clearly link what version of a source design of your schematic of your PCB that a release is generated from. And what we're working on this year, we're actually just releasing it to our enterprise clients, is called Actions. Essentially, it's continuous integration, continuous deployment, if folks are familiar with software processes or have heard of some of these concepts. And the idea here is really about giving teams a repeatable engine that they can build and give to their hardware designs to automate really kind of cumbersome processes that they would otherwise have to do manually. To give an example, one of those might be generating outputs and then putting them things like Gerbers. And if you are doing PDFs, we definitely try to remove PDFs as much as possible from engineers' processes because they are part of that legacy way of doing things that has really slowed us down. But in many ways, you know, PDFs are still a valuable thing, but automating those, putting them in the right place when needed. And what we're really excited about is getting into tests. So continuous integration, continuous deployment is often synonymous with automated testing, really, in that software space. For us in electronics, there's a number of tests that you can do. You can make sure that your components are following the correct naming schema. You can make sure that pricing and stock and availability is where it needs to be. Those are tests that can automatically be triggered anytime a design changes. Or for instance, anytime, you know, you could have it run every night or once a week if you're checking things like pricing and stock and availability. There's all sorts of amazing hooks you can do. It's a really powerful engine that you can do to build a lot of those tests in, just automating a lot of the things that you would otherwise have your engineers be on the hook for manually, or just, you know, unfortunately, as we've seen, a lot of these things get dropped as part of the process. And, you know, as we've seen this develop and we see the EDA space developing, It's the only way that engineering teams are going to keep pace with what we need to provide in the coming years.
For engineers and teams that are looking to learn more about Git workflows and applying them to hardware and improving their development process, we have a blog that contains a lot of tutorials and walkthroughs to kind of help you bring your process to the next level. We also host webinars regularly. A lot of those are on our website and also on our YouTube channel. We have a pretty popular ebook called Git for Hardware Guide that talks through the principles in the software space, but how those match to the hardware industry, right? So some things apply and some things are definitely different. So kind of what is the equivalent and what are the things that are different in the space and what are the different levels so you can implement this at your company?
Fantastic. All right, guys, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. So here we go. If you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if it's on the other side of the world, you need a passport to get there, what would you have?
I'd love to work allspice into this, but I'm actually feeling pretty good coming out of the holidays with my mulled wine with allspice. So that's my quick allspice plug. But on the totally open-ended spectrum, I'm going to go with Korean barbecue. That's on my list for this week, actually.
Nice. What about you, Valentina?
I was going to answer something similar. So I was born and raised in Argentina. And if you feel like barbecue, there is nothing better than that for me. So I would probably say Argentinian barbecue to kind of keep it on theme. That's what I will have.
And that sounds delicious, times two. Well, this was super cool. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure to chat with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Emilio.
Have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. If you're into X, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And don't forget, if you would like to follow my personal account, check out Amelia D. 1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And we are now on Blue Sky Social and Mastodon as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And of course, you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, make sure you subscribe to this here podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or just about any other podcasting platform to listen to some exciting upcoming episodes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or heck you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of March 22nd, 2024, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.